Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
She said, I didn't know this had happened, but in the morning around the 9:30, around 9:30 when we were doing the show, I brought in a dress shirt to Matt Bloom that you asked me to bring in. And, you know, these pictures were taken now at 1, 2 p.m.
Right, right.
And he put on the shirt and the tie, but what he didn't let me know is that I mistakenly gave him a tuxedo shirt.
She's got an off-Broadway one-woman show.
Oh, does she really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm. She's good enough to do it. She's been a theater kid.
Yeah.
That's how we knew each other from theater back in the day.
Yeah.
Good for Candace.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. I'm very happy.
Your
Candace
name did not come up.
No. Boy, I'd like to see the show, though. I'd love to see the show. I would go to New York to see her.
That's
I would absolutely go to New York. Huh?
That's a lie.
Thank you. You're right.
When Robert was in the what they call a family health program in elementary school, he came home. I said, what'd you learn about today? He said, tampons.
Tampons.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Good morning, all. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. I wanted to give an NPR vibe to the beginning of the show today.
I was wondering what you were going with that.
I'm trying to think something.
Fresh Air with Mike O'Mara?
No.
I think the guy might
Thick
be
air.
Mike Mattingly, or
okay.
That might be the NPR guy. I'm Mike Mattingly. Almost Jack Kent Cook, but not quite. Salinas, California, Silver Spring, Maryland. I don't listen to enough of NPR to get impressions done, and I don't think we share a tremendous amount of audience with NPR.
It's
so maybe
all I listen
it's just
to
a,
is
an
NPR,
exercise.
That's it.
Salinas, California, Silver Spring, Maryland, Winthrop, Washington, Seville, Spain, Gilbert, Arizona, Chianti, Italy. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Today we're going to be talking about Pony more than we normally do, because yesterday I had a full-fledged work session with Pony. And the only thing that you need to know about it is that we were just figuring out a different way to connect, because depending on what direction we go in when we're doing this show from West South Florida and also our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., depending on how that works is how the quality of the broadcast works. Stuff you really don't hear, but stuff that we pay attention to and stuff that we care about. And suffice to say, as far as the audio portion of the program, it used to be Pony would contact me first, and we reversed that because it's a slightly better quality. And now I will be connecting with you guys. And
I think it's easier said that you have a new network infrastructure at your house.
I have a new, network
line,
infrastructure, and that's why I'm doing it. And it also gives me an opportunity to log in when before it would always be you guys logging into me. Now I log in to you.
Yes. You're calling us as opposed to us calling you.
Yes.
So I actually was connected today, and I got to hear Rob coming into the studio. And I've never heard him get settled and get ready to go. And it was so interesting to me that I actually recorded it.
Did you?
Oh, wow.
This is because Rob, he's a man of larger carriage.
Oh, and, I hear him coming and go.
He's carrying. He makes sound when you when you hear him.
Of course.
But I recorded this. I hope it came out because it was just interesting to me. And I have recording capability down here. So this is Rob. This is just like maybe half an hour ago when I logged in, and Rob was maybe like 20 minutes when Rob was checking in. And I want to see if I got the audio of this pretty good. Let's hear it.
That's me.
A lot of breathing.
There was some traffic today, so I was out of breath when I got here.
You are out of breath.
You just came from the elevator.
Yeah, but it's not like the elevator's next to the studio. It's in the lobby.
I don't know what he's. Excuse me. I don't know what he's doing. Wait.
Oh, I think I just heard me plug in an iPad. There's that.
There's a lot of air.
Yeah.
There's a lot of air.
I just sat down. I heard it. Yeah. The creak of the chair.
I asked Matt Bloom once in a while to mark certain aspects of the show for clarity or for quality control. And 3 days ago, I asked Matt Bloom to mark a certain portion of the show. Excuse me, Rob.
That's all right.
Where Matt Bloom came to me and said, what about that mark at so-and-so time? And I was so just over it. I said, don't worry about it. But it was because this sound was coming over the headphones into my ears.
My breathing?
I'm glad you captured it. I'm glad you captured it.
It's just
Rob's
a little...
Rob's breathing is very evident.
No, I am curious, about one thing, because yesterday, before you dealt with Pony, you and I had a mini work session to spotlight something.
What did we do? I forgot what we did.
We had to figure out something on your soundboard, and I'm wondering how it compared with working with Pony.
This is, look, when I came in today and I said my work session with Pony, the way you would normally expect it to be, would be me talking about Pony and the difference, and I'm not slamming Pony here, but the difference between our work session and my work session with Pony was you and I tried to work through a problem that we identified rather quickly, and it was on and gone and done. With Pony, on the other hand, there were a lot of numbers exchanged. There were apps and there were diagnostics.
We had a brief stop down yesterday in which Pony said that this situation that they resolved was a 10-minute fix.
Yes.
And Oscar says, triple that.
No.
And let's table that.
Yes.
So was it, Mike, was it indeed done in 10 minutes?
Pony, would you, what would you estimate the time we spent on that yesterday?
I would say 10 times 4.
40 minutes.
About 40 minutes.
Yeah. So you were shot.
I was like, he's going to burn us, and I have an 11 o'clock, and there's no way we can sit here and watch.
And then did it resolve after the 40 minutes?
It did not, but we did figure out a solution that we were able to get implemented by this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. And now I think it's important.
The solution was hang up the phone.
I think that, I'd rather hear you characterize it. I think we did okay yesterday, right? I mean, did you feel, outside of the stress and pressure that you feel on a normal day, did you feel stressed at all when we were having our little work session yesterday?
You know, I was shocked at how calm and polite and patient you were throughout the entire process.
You're that, Oscar?
I was amazed.
Calm,
are you familiar
patient.
With the emoji that is not a smiley face but a straight face? Like the line of the mouth is just perfectly straight. Yesterday I was called upon by one of our team members, Dan Cole, to show someone around the studio. I love touring Podcast Village and Podville Media because it's such a beautiful facility. He peeked into this studio, and I got to see Mike during this session, and you were perfectly emotionless.
Yeah, cordial.
Your mouth was straight. There was no frustration, but there was also no joy.
Well, I mean, it's complicated because I won't go into the weeds with this, but I think there are a few reasons for this.
I don't feel for you one bit because I deal with what you deal with every day at a 12-hour clip.
Yep.
So you having to deal with it for maybe 4 hours out of a calendar year, God bless you. God bless
4 hours a year, that's the estimate?
Because he upgraded his network,
that's right?
Right,
I guess you're right.
It happened this year.
And then you know what? The year's almost done.
Yes.
First of all, the problem was fixed.
Yeah, it's high-level
network. As Pony told me when I left, he said, let me work on this, and there's no need for you to be here. And
he
I went
here
on
at
my way.
And
you know what? And the problem was fixed, and he read up on it. Obviously, he got through the system. The difference and probably the reason that I work well when I'm doing fixed things with Oscar is Oscar and I share a lack of patience.
Yes.
So Oscar will, you know, Oscar likes to get to things, bam, 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 bam.
I rather
which is the way I like
fast.
To work. Fail fast is a great example of it.
Doesn't work, I need to know, and I'm not going to be emotional about it. I'm going to move on to the next thing.
So Pony accomplished what he set out to. What I am concerned about is that it will rear its ugly head. But what you don't know, all you people that think Pony and I have a horrible relationship, Pony controls my life.
Yeah, you love each other.
Pony literally controls all of my computers in this house. If Pony wanted to destroy me, and see my crush videos that I have on my server.
He women would be sitting able to. In cakes, he can see all of that.
Florida women hipsters. Sitting on cakes. Cakes, Rob, get it right. Women sitting on cakes, that's not in cakes. That's this is
my,
not a Marx Brothers movie.
That's why
this
my
is
Google
women,
search didn't work.
Women in various stages of undress sitting on birthday
Many
cakes.
Many people are wondering, they say, but Mike is in Florida and Pony's in Washington, D.C. How does it?
Right.
He has remote access to everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
So I come in today, and my only source of paranoia is that one of my pieces of equipment that normally has a white light at the top that is steady and that is on is off now that Pony has figured out his thing, which tells me Pony's been at it, and I just hope everything goes well. But
information we don't want to share.
That's probably true.
Yes.
Well, that was that. Hopefully not too much.
What were the last four digits of your social security number?
Why don't you give everybody your router number and model?
Pony, let me ask you this. So I did well. Am I okay with all this crap you've done?
Fantastic, Mike. We could not be any better. The connection we have right now is rock solid.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
Market-wide.
What was your mom's maiden name again?
Biron. Mary Elizabeth.
No, don't give it. Don't give it.
No, don't give
it.
Don't give it. Don't give it. Don't give it.
It's a security question.
Yeah.
I know. Not mine.
Yeah, not his.
All right.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, sure.
Who was your childhood friend?
What was your first pet's name?
What was your elementary school?
Where were you born?
Yes. What's your favorite?
You can never get. I change it weekly. I change it. You know what it is this week?
What?
Madrid.
Of course, that explains the accent.
But anyhow, it's
Real Madrid. Yeah. Big fan.
Real Madrid. Yeah, sorry. Oh, by the way, so as I'm crawling through season two of Ted Lasso, you know, because Rob, with his giant mouth, spoiled it and said that the manager is doing something, I'm finding myself, because of that little fact, just in general, because nothing's happened yet with him, except a little restaurant deal where he wanted a table, I'm finding myself not liking him. Because you said he's horrible. Do not speak. I do not want you to spoil it again. You were getting ready. But can I ask one question? Does it happen in the middle of the season or at the very end? The manager.
Am I allowed to speak?
Yes.
At the very end.
All right. Okay. So I have to wait for it.
Yeah.
Still.
All right.
Kind of like.
Who is your favorite? Since that's one of the probably, if not the, would that be the most popular television series on streaming
on
video?
Cable
probably way up
right
there.
Now?
It was. It's my favorite that I've seen in a long
time.
Well,
now that the Sex and the City's back, you know, gangbusters.
Oh, poor Mr. Big.
More money for my prom date.
Yes.
More money going to her coffers.
Did you see her on the CBS Sunday Morning?
Didn't have the pleasure. No,
she's
no,
got an off Broadway one woman show.
Oh, does she really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm. She's good enough to do it. She's been a theater kid.
Yeah.
That's how we knew each other from theater back in the day.
Yeah.
Good for Candace.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. I'm very happy.
Your
Candace
name did not come up.
No. Boy, I'd like to see the show, though. I'd love to see the show. I would go to New York to see her.
That's
I would absolutely go to New York. Huh?
That's a lie.
Thank you. You're right. But anyway.
He might go to Miami.
I don't like crowds.
Off Broadway.
Like with the whole COVID thing saying you try to avoid crowds, I'm fine with avoiding crowds. Going to that football game and then going to a golf tournament over the weekend,
you know,
don't float my boat. Put me in a pretty bad mood, actually, being around people this past weekend. It wasn't, you know, solely because my wife was, you know, wandering around going, like my body.
You know, seeing Candace Bushnell off Broadway might be a great way to avoid a crowd.
Oh, that's not nice.
This guy.
That's not nice. That was a dear friend of mine in high school who I actually went to a prom with.
It was simply a joke. That's all.
We were dressed all in black.
Like an inch of our success. You'd kill for it.
Yes, I would.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The show, I watched both episodes with my wife yesterday.
My wife.
Pretty good. I love that Carrie Bradshaw is a podcaster now. Love it.
Is that what Carrie's doing?
Yes. She's,
that's good. That's wonderful for the brand.
Podcasting.
But Mannequin's not in it, right?
No, Kim Cattrall's not in
here. Oh, okay.
Don't miss it.
But as far as, what the hell was I talking about? Ted Lasso?
Yes. Yes.
The idea of, of getting back to that show, I plan on wrapping it up probably this week to, so I can be free of any spoiler alerts. And I find the show strangely fascinating. I really, really do. Roy Kent is my favorite character.
Great character.
Yeah, that's my favorite character and the one I most identify with.
What about his relationship?
I don't know what that says about me, but
I love it. His relationship with, is it his niece that he has to deal with a lot?
Yeah.
That's so sweet. It's great. Yeah.
Very nice guy. Yeah. Very nice guy, Roy Kent.
If I can, speaking from one nice guy to another, just full circle with Pony.
Yes.
Because we started with him. I think we should give him a little love.
Is today the day?
Today's the day.
Okay.
Our work session was okay. Pony has verified it. Yes. You didn't feel, did you? I know you were probably not satisfied. We weren't able to fix it while we were together, but you know, I think I was cool when you said you'll read up on it, and we beat feet, right?
There are questions Absolutely. About this man when it comes to his own world, the Pony's world.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with the network. I know that he underestimates things and times, that he overestimates his skill set.
Yeah.
And variables that may come into play. But right. he maximizes, he executes at a high level, and I'm always going to be indebted to him. It just may take a little longer than usual.
I think he knows his stuff, and I think he's gotten better.
Yes,
I got that impression.
Yes, absolutely.
He was kind of, he was calmer. He knew kind of what he was doing, and he knew when to pull the plug.
And this is, I think, a little window into his soul, is taking those same skills that he's learning at school, learning online, and learning here with his bits, ones and zeros, into his own life.
Binary.
This past Friday, Mike, we had corporate headshots taken of the team here at Podville Media. And Pony showed up in what was, you know, as I texted him the night before, I said, please dress up tomorrow. I would love to get a picture of you by this professional photographer. You're part of the team. And Pony showed up in a checkered shirt and a checkered tie and slacks. I'm happy with the checkered shirt, checkered tie, and slacks, but I want to help my friend out because it's probably not going to look great or professional. He's going to look a bit like a serial killer. In the
pattern on pattern is a very, very dicey proposition when dressing formally. You want to, if you have one as a solid, it's a much safer bet.
Give me the specifics of it.
I believe was it a purple checkered shirt?
It was a purple checkered shirt. And then it was a yellow and teal blue tie that was too long. It was. But he doesn't have to dress up every day, so he didn't have the wardrobe.
And I have to ask you this, Pony. That tie, that was pre-tied, right?
No.
You tied it?
I did.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, he did. He did.
You wore a tie that kind of fought the checkered shirt. It wasn't a solid.
Apparently they battled each other. I thought it looked nice and colorful.
Well, it's very simple. If you're wearing a check pattern on a shirt and you're wearing a pattern of any kind on a tie, that might be a little. Although, you know, the modern fashion, if you get these vomitoriums that are these fashion magazines for men, a la GQ, Esquire, things like that. Yeah, you see these clown outfits that they put
safe.
These guys in, you
to
know?
To play it safe, if you have a solid, you can wear a pattern, or if you have a pattern, you can wear a solid. That's
and
a
you
safe
can get
bet.
Away.
If
you can get away with a certain pattern, if you've got a subtle pattern on a dress shirt, you can get away with a tie that's got
something.
Trip Alpha can get away with it. Pony Boy Matt Bloom cannot. He's not built for this. He does not have personality for this. No, it just looks like somebody dressed him in the dark.
All right.
So,
what was that, Pony?
I text my wife. I said, because Pony, he fits my skinny shirts. And the other day I found some skinny shirts, and I was like, please, for the love of God, bring him a white dress shirt and a handful of ties. Some options. And she said, okay, I gotcha.
As was suggested by the photographer himself.
Correct. We got a bunch of instructions. They arrive. We're all taking headshots. Everyone looks nice. Everyone looks professional. It's great.
Right.
And at one point, out of the corner of my eye, I see a publicist, a PR team member, and my wife and Matt saying that they would like Matt to take off his coat.
Shirt.
So he can just his coat.
his
coat.
Pants.
His
so
shirt.
He can just take
off your pants.
He can just
please.
Take a picture without the sports coat and the shirt and the tie.
Sport coat.
And then he says
sport
I
shirt,
can't take off
sport
the shirt.
Coat.
And I see my wife get closer to Matt Bloom, and then the PR executive get closer, and then they scurry off to the side, and I go and ask my wife later on, I said, what was that all about with Matt Bloom? I hope everything's okay. And she said, I didn't know this had happened, but in the morning around 9:30 when we were doing the show, I brought in a dress shirt to Matt Bloom that you asked me to bring in. And, you know, these pictures were taken now at 1, 2 p.m.
Right, right.
And he put on the shirt and the tie, but what he didn't let me know is that I mistakenly gave him a tuxedo shirt.
No, really?
So this guy was walking around like Magic Mike.
I was going to say, like Tom Jones.
Triple X.
With the jacket on.
With his chest exposed.
Oh, my God. Because
he didn't have the accoutrement, right, for the tuxedo shirt. And nobody noticed that his hair was poking out behind his tie because his tie was covering up the where the shirt opens up.
Right, because you had no studs for it,
Yeah, no studs. I mean, she didn't realize.
Of course. And you know what? That's not something that a lady would probably glance and notice that it's a tuxedo shirt, whereas a guy would, maybe, but never a lady.
So was the PR photo taken?
So just 2 seconds.
Okay, all right, all right.
So I ask to myself.
Yes, self, you said?
If I'm a man who's almost 40, and someone gives me a Magic Mike shirt to put on at a corporate.
A tuxedo shirt, yes.
And my chest is exposed behind the tie, all the way down to my belly button.
Mike, look, it's Matt Blue.
Because there are no buttons.
There are no buttons.
There are no buttons, Tom Jones, big tuxedo wearer. And there's not a button because it needs studs.
And he's rolled up the sleeves of the tuxedo shirt.
Because there's no cufflinks.
Yes.
Because someone else told him to do it.
Wouldn't I, like, at least raise my hand and say,
or hey, make a fist.
Yeah.
Or no, just say, hey, there must be some mistake. It's a chilly day outside. I don't know if this is the type of shirt I was.
Excuse me, there might have been a misunderstanding, but there's no buttons on this shirt.
Pony, Blue. What say you? What say you, Pony?
You know, I said I got to work with this. We're going to make this happen. I put my jacket on. The jacket held the shirt together nicely, so there was no exposure going on. And you had a tie
in front of the area?
Yes, I did. Tie covered everything up. And
how did it? But was the tuxedo shirt a collared shirt, or was it
collared?
Was it a wingtip collar?
Yes,
Rob,
yes.
Is that what it is?
No, it wasn't, just a flat collar.
It kind of, you could probably,
and there's probably
from a distance
button.
You could think it was a white dress shirt.
Yes.
Exactly. And there was a top button, right?
Yes.
Tuxedo shirts often do. But and to be fair, Mike, when Pony wears a tie, it's like you and I standing behind a dressing screen because he's very thin.
Right. So you took the PR photo. This is great insight. Whoever will say, where's this going to go? What are these photos for?
They're for the website.
Have you ever been to xhamster.com?
Well, for ponies.
For the Podville Media website?
Yes.
And of course, fan events.
Had to be on site in order for that to happen, unfortunately. Some team members were, not here, not present. But
am I really a team member, though?
Yes.
If you want to be,
No, I'm not asking you to answer that question.
Depends on the day.
What do you mean? I don't want you to be snarky with me. I want to know.
Don't look at me.
So will you be using my 1998 PR photo?
Yes, Mike, because unfortunately, we actually had a question about bringing you into town, outside of this, not even with Rob, with the team. I said, Mike won't come up to see us, let alone take a picture.
Right.
Yeah, we're clear. And if we set an appointment for Mike, Mike's going to get mad at us because he'll say he'll want to lose 50 pounds. It won't happen. Then we'll lose that appointment. It'll be too much work. Let's move on.
Will a photo of me be included on the website?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I feel better now. Yeah. I didn't want to say, but I did want to say. As a matter of fact, as soon as you said photo shoot, I planned on saying. But I like that photo. I'm about as fat in that PR photo as I am.
I think you look great in that picture,
Mike. I really think
I haven't changed that much except for the whiteness, the gray.
Yes. I think it's time for the oil painting. I would love.
I think I wouldn't throw. I saw pictures of you in Candyland when you were making the fruitcakes. And some of them look terrifying. You look like f***ing Uncle Fester.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know what?
Really, you look like you have your eye black on or something like that.
That's what I got, man. That's all I got.
You do not. With that mouth. God, close your mouth sometime during the day.
It's called concentration, Mike. Trying to make a fruitcake. Science and temperatures.
If you were making those fruitcakes outside, you'd need like a bug screen between your teeth.
And this is why, Mike, my modeling career never took off.
That's why I heard.
Oh, here comes the sound. This is funny, Oscar. This is when I got here today. Listen, this is great. This is because I was out of breath because I'm fat and ugly.
Well,
No, no, don't talk over it. You'll wreck it.
Hey, shut up. You don't think it's funny? I think it's funny as hell.
It is funny.
I think it's very funny. There's Rob. Getting just arranging his workstation.
All of this because I said get an oil painting.
But Rob, I hear it as well. I'm not. I can't be mean enough to be like, hey, are you okay?
Well, you know what?
I can't.
It's what I got. Yeah. I mean,
you know, how can you give me a dig and then all of this?
How
because
is oil
I said,
painting
a
dig? I think it would be fantastic.
Because I'm old,
no,
and it's an old ye olde. Get an oil.
No,
oh,
like
shut
the president.
Up.
Like
you
the
were making
thing.
Fun.
No,
don't
wasn't.
Pretend you weren't picking.
I would love it.
You're talking about a presidential portrait.
Yes, like, it would be so great
when they're done doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Well, I love it. I think it would look great. That's all I'm saying.
Mine's gonna look great.
It would.
No, I think so. So that's great that you're, I mean, things are going at Podville. Yes. And Pony, that's the picture that I think I'll look forward to seeing.
I hope to God there is a frame. And I should probably reach out to the wonderful, talented photographer who took these pictures, who was a true pro. And by the way, Mike, you know we've had headshots in radio in the past, even major market radio.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, wow, this is great. I've never had anything like this happen in my life.
This was amazing. The whole experience
surreal.
Was crazy.
Surreal.
They took like.
Well, what do you
pictures.
Mean? What do you mean? Like it was good, bad?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Makeup artists, multiple crew members, full like set, like just
they said
surreal.
To me, they said, let me make sure your glasses are clean.
Corporate America is the place to be, people. Don't work from home. Don't work at radio stations. Broadcast companies are the worst.
Rob, you're a big guy like me. I want to know how you felt about the photo shoot.
They did such an amazing job. What they did is they did light makeup, and so I didn't look like Uncle Fester, and they let me sit long enough that I wasn't breathing heavy. It was nice. And then they came at me. They said, your beard is trimmed. They had clippers. They would have touched up my beard if they wanted. Then they
touched up.
And then they put me in front of the backdrop. They took probably 40 pictures, and then they let you look at the digital proofs and say, yes, yeah. Like going to the eye doctor.
They show your bridle is clean.
Yeah, they say, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mm-hmm. And then they put a bag of oats in a trough and let me eat as much as I wanted.
So you think, did you get a proof of it? Did you get like did you look at the photo?
They probably showed you 40 different options, and they did it, as I said, like an eye doctor.
And
they
said,
where does the shot start? Is it a head shot?
It is, for me, it starts like just at the chest down. And the thing is I had a wicked rager. So it's
gross.
They're really great.
Gross.
Oh god.
No, it was nice to see somebody not trade out something for once, like in terrestrial.
Mr. Spiewak,
radio.
Can you move a little bit to the right, please?
No, I can't.
Hold on. Just a little bit to the
I can't move
here to the right,
cause,
please.
Because Mike, we'd always get that. We'd get a trade out, right? Of a local photography place.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, look, my money.
Yeah.
And I think the guys that work the fastest are the best. How long did your shoot take?
They were quick. We had
that's it. Quick is the key.
Every team member, probably 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 people.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, not 13. 13 people.
The guy that did it years ago, Silver Spring, is that where it was? Or over by Adams Morgan or something?
No,
like
no,
way
it
back
was.
When?
Where was the place that had the flood? There's that place in the city in Maryland that was flooded.
Leonardtown?
Yeah, I believe it was Leonardtown. Something like that.
Leonardtown?
City.
Little place.
Oh, no.
All right. So, well, I mean, I'd certainly. So you want to fly that person down here?
No.
No, but they're willing to meet you at south of the border.
Yes.
I'll send you a photo. I'll have a new.
We
have
a photo. The same one we steal from the internet all the time.
Bitcoin.
I'll get a new one done.
For Christmas?
We'd love that.
If I got a new one done, would you put it up on the website?
Of course.
Of course. The one you have looks like it's from 1994.
Is it ready to get it updated?
It's the shirt you're wearing. That's all it is. I tried to have someone Photoshop like a hipper shirt on you. It didn't work.
Also,
out.
It's the hair. The hair is different.
I like the hair. The hair is the same.
No, the hair is not the same.
It's whiter here, but it's
the
same.
I like it this off to the side. It's a little
You
Caesar-y.
Want me to comb it over to the side?
I like it
the
way it is.
Like I have it right now?
I like exactly the way it is right now. I think it's the best it's looking
I
years.
Think you look nice.
Yeah, if you were down here, you'd disagree. It's like all over the place. I've modified it myself. I was so mad at the way the barber did it that I actually trimmed it on the side. But at the top, it's the same. It's just thinner. But I'll look into it. I'll look into
the way the
no,
shot.
I won't.
The shot we see of you right now. Your
I
hair
have
looks
some, it's
fantastic.
It's Christmas time. I gotta buy presents.
What
and
about
stuff,
Santa? You know? Can you take a Santa pic without Santa?
Yeah, you sitting
oh,
in
that'd
the
be
throne.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Santa, step aside.
Santa, I need one for the website.
I'll do one today with my own phone. I'll take a selfie.
There is portrait mode.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll do
but
that.
But if he does Santa thing, he can get 24 wallet size.
That is true.
It would be nice.
When will I be able to see what yours look like?
Oh,
so
I
can match them up to so I can match
I
them up.
I believe before I think maybe this week would be too much to ask. Probably.
You know what?
Send me Rob.
I will.
I don't need to see Pony.
I will.
No, I'll send you one signed.
That would be for my wall in here. I wouldn't mind that.
If there isn't skin in ponies, I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't do like, what I was going to do in here. I didn't do what I was going to do
what
in
were you
here
do?
When
what
all
was
my
the
kids
plan?
Were here. We were going to have a painting day, and we never had it, where all the kids were going to be doing multiple paintings, and I was going to cover the walls in here with different little homemade paint. Now, the plan is, at least the very latest, is that I will be moving. I'm going to be moving studios. I will be moving this to another room in the house where we'll be putting in what is called, well, you saw this in old Marx Brothers movies, a Murphy bed. Do you know what a Murphy bed is?
It falls right out of the wall.
It does. It folds out.
So that's and by the way, they're
I'm
big deals.
I'm so tired. I'm going to lay down now. It's my Murphy bed.
What's that?
Dennis Murphy.
Yeah.
Sort
all right.
of. Not really.
Yeah. the idea of the Murphy bed is that, first of all, they have them all over down here because there's limited space for these little retirement homes down here. Unless you live down
on
Happy
eBay.
Acres.
The setups. Yeah.
We had a Murphy bed in our stateroom when we took our cruise. Julia was not pleased to sleep in it.
Was she uncomfortable?
No, she was okay, but I think she just realized it was the third tier bed. So she was
so
not
she,
happy.
When they fell. Well, I'm that you will probably notice that that change will be happening sooner than later. That I'm going to be
funny.
Doing that.
Why is everybody treating you like Milton in Office Space? They're moving you from
Milton
room
Wattums
to room to room.
Yeah. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. I like
was
the
told
idea
I could
of,
do a podcast if I were to keep it at a reasonable level.
Do you know what got you?
I was thinking that if you could move me into the guest room, I would probably like to have another room that I could. Well, so then the other room would be.
Would you like to know why?
Yes.
Why I went along?
Please. Yes.
Three magic letters that she said. We can move you into the guest room. Use this room because this doesn't have any doors. This room I'm in right now.
Yeah, but you were in another room just before the holiday, before Thanksgiving.
No, I wasn't another room.
No,
I was in another
in
part
this
of this room.
Oh,
I moved over.
The same room is what you're saying.
Yeah, here we go.
I
was over
there.
No, I was over, I'm sorry, wrong way.
And you're
I was over here.
Oh, I got you. In front of the light.
Where the window is.
Yes.
You
yes.
see over there.
Yes.
And then they moved me over to there's my half of my daughter Elizabeth's
half Elizabeth
face.
And a full lamp. I love lamp.
And then they moved me over
here. Oh, so you're in the same room, just a different location in the room.
Yeah.
Yes, but now they're going to move me out of here, and this room will be kind of a lounging area.
Ah.
And
mm-hmm. Can I guess, is it a three-letter word?
Yes, it is.
Bar!
Boom!
I love it. I'm fine with that.
I love, you know, I found out that the Weekend Update set on Saturday Night Live is actually set up on home base where they do the opening monologue.
Oh,
and so it's like the same use. It's what he's doing. He just
but they have a whole
space.
Crew.
Yeah, they do.
It's just him there.
Well, he's not going to change the set during the show.
I mean, he changes as much as we've ever seen him.
Bring in the set for the home
put
page.
Put on rollers.
If anything, I'm going to perhaps downsize to a degree to be.
How
in
much
the,
smaller do you need?
I mean, I have an awful lot of unused just space that I don't need. Okay. You know
it's
what I need?
To
I need
keep
two
it efficient,
computers,
though. It's great.
A monitor, and
what
that
are you
going
to do with that desk that we had shipped across the country, dropped off, and built in your place?
I love that. Okay. It's going to be hard. It's probably almost impossible for it. This is so well built for a podcast that it's probably and it's mobile that I can move
it's
it around. That's not going to change. I'm just going to probably move some stuff around. And do it that way. That's what I choose.
The guest room is on the same level, right? So you could roll the if the desk were to fit, you could roll it into it. Or
the desk will fit absolutely.
Oh,
I mean,
great,
the desk will fit. It's just a question of And then when we have guests, you know, we'll figure it out. This is still a work in progress. Right now, I kind of like where I am. I like the way, I love the configuration.
Everything
I feel like
works.
I've got more space, you know. So everything's working right now. But, you know, change is good, and you got to keep tweaking a little bit.
And bar, plus bar.
What's that?
Bar.
Yeah, I'm thinking also, though, I'd like to do...
Put the bar on.
I'd really, really... I'm tired of the same...
Where he is now with backdrop. The broadcast.
Oh, like the Dean Martin show.
Yes.
Yeah, to have a bar in there, yeah.
Like as the background.
Yeah.
Of just all bottles. Man, I miss drinking.
You should get back to it.
No.
It's the holidays.
I'm so much more efficient now. Like, and I'm not just talking about clarity. I'm sure that's great. I'm talking about just getting work done. I thought I was efficient before. Now.
Video day.
Through the roof.
Look. It's video day.
Looks great. This is margarita time.
The only thing about this backdrop, because I wear headphones, you can see the headphones are
getting
right.
Just for a sec. Just take them off
happens.
For a sec.
All right, hold on.
Yeah. And the chair.
You still get my.
No, it's the chair. It looks like you put a task chair in Maui.
I've rolled my office chair down to the beach.
Do you have Do you have one of those glass things, a chair pad on the beach?
<That's> But I mean, I come by this honestly being down here in Florida.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah,
that water's turquoise.
It is. It's gorgeous.
How much? How like a boat ride? Like 30 minutes to see that type of water near Fort Myers?
Oh, now he's in outer space.
Oh, Elon Musk.
Oh, the microphone disappears.
SpaceX.
By the way,
can I ask you
a question?
Move to your right for a second so the mic disappears. It's great. Woo!
Yeah, there you go. Magic. Great video day.
He's also missing his
great
arm.
Hey, I have a question.
Yes.
Yeah.
So these effects are like the Zoom effects for everybody,
yes,
right?
Yes.
They can be made much more efficient.
Holy Aurora Borealis.
If you were to have a green background, a solid green background, they look much better.
Yeah, I've seen that. When they're keyed in, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't mind playing with that every day. That would be a fun thing to do.
You can also upload your own if you like.
Ooh, ants! That's it, And coming you from San Francisco. How come there are only like three of them or four of them? That's not fair.
You can upload your own.
Yeah, they give you some options. You can download new ones.
Yeah.
Hey Vanna, tell everybody about their trip to Tahiti today.
Duh, I'm Vanna.
There
White,
you go.
Duh.
So that's it.
What? How warm is it there now? I don't even know.
It's a very warm spot. We're at 85. Will be the high temperature today.
44.
We are
on
in
the
a
way
heat
in
wave.
Today.
It is about 12 degrees, 10 to 12 degrees warmer than it normally is, even down here.
Wow.
So we're experiencing that. Oh, we got to take a break. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We were rambling there. But anyway, you know, change is good.
Yes.
Always very, very good. And Pony, pleasure working with you yesterday.
Same to you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Thank you. On that note, we'll take a short break and come back with the homepage. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
This shirt doesn't have any buttons. So
Rob Spiewak, clean out that stall.
Tonight, after an all-new Bloopers and Practical Jokes, it's a very special episode of The Regulars, when Oscar's big trip into the city presents a few surprises.
I see a man in front of me that is pantsless.
It's the heartwarming story of Oscar and an angel in disguise.
He wasn't doing anything crazy to himself.
You know, to be fair, though, he would have been okay on a Zoom call.
See what happens when Oscar uses his charm and tries to help on his way to work.
I wasn't going to do that to a poor homeless man.
Well, the problem is, if you did that, he might make himself big.
Check it out, along with a Mike O'Mara Show on your favorite platform, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And as for our little hero,
wow. Getting it done.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our good friends at Cornerstone. As we've mentioned to you a couple of times now, Christmas has come early for anyone looking to refinance and take cash out or purchasing a new home.
No, it's not
too late.
No.
After the Omicron deal was announced, mortgage interest rates plummeted back below 3%. That means for you, well, you can use the equity in your home to cover your holiday expenses, pay off credit cards, or take cash out for any reason, all while making the interest tax deductible. Just call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone First is a direct lender. They got their own money, honey.
Money.
They got their own money, honey. So they can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. So even if you're working with another company, use them to make sure you're getting the best deal. I love Cornerstone. That's why I have fun with their commercials. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. Nobody wants a Charlie in the box.
Oh, Charlie.
By the way, before the Christmas season, you'll hear my son's impression of Charlie in the Box. We were doing dual Charlie in the Boxes on the way to school last week. Today, I was DJing for him. I'll tell you about that in a second.
Oh, good, good.
Hundreds of great reviews for Cornerstone First Financial. Let me get back to what I wanted to tell you. Why would you call anyone else? Call the only mortgage company I recommend, Cornerstone First Financial, serving the listeners of the Mike O'Mara podcast for over 6 years now. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Yeah, today was DJ day, and this is love, okay? I've gone from what was essentially a two-minute drive
right
to a bus stop to basically an hour of my day now, responsible for taking my son to school, and I love every minute of it. It's an extra little bonding time where we're just chilling. He was sick Friday. He was sick yesterday. We got him COVID tested because he had a chest cold. He went to the doctor yesterday. He's doing fine. And it was just, it's just great to have him on that little drive over to school. So today, I was playing songs for him. He has outgrown the I'm a Gummy Bear song, so he doesn't like the kids' stuff that right much. I played today, I think, three songs for him. I played Mambo Number 5.
Lubega.
Yeah. I played Baby. Very hetero of you. I played Lime in the Coconut.
Oh, Harry Nilsson.
By Nilsson. Yeah.
I said, doctor.
Ta! To relieve the belly. I said, doctor. And then I played, let me see, did I mention Mambo Number 5?
Yes.
I mentioned that already. And oh God, what was the other one that I did? Oh,
Push It?
I forget.
Push It Real Good?
No, I forgot what it was. Oh, I played Rigdon D's. I played Disco Duck.
Do you know that's the first 45 RPM record I ever bought? And I still have it. It's a horrible song. It is
Disco
so bad.
Yeah. But a hit.
I don't know this.
Yeah, and
smash
a lot of people
hit,
don't.
Made
you
the
don't
man
know
a lot
it
of money.
No. A lot of people don't know that it actually it came out before Elvis died, and when Rick Dees released it, he was
the
a DJ.
Rick Dees?
Yeah, he was a DJ in Memphis, and it ends with him doing like an Elvis impression, which is it's just really out of the way. Here you go. Hold on. This is the actual 40. This is my 45 of Disco Duck.
Do you know it? Power 105, WAVA. Hey, the disco craze is happening to everybody. Here's Rick T's Disco Duck on Power 105, WAVA.
Went to a party the other night. All the ladies were treating me right.
I love.
Can we let it go to the hook?
Sure.
Okay.
Can't play it without going to the hook.
How in the world?
See, I bought this when I was 5 years old.
All of a sudden, I begin to change.
See, he went to a disco.
So Howard the Dog?
No, no. Rick Dees goes to a disco and they start playing the disco music.
Look at me. I'm the disco.
That's enough. Now it's time for the homepage.
Disco Duck.
Thank you very much.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and I have to tell you, Time Magazine's Person of the Year choice always offends somebody, but this year it offended a lot of somebodies. Oh. They went with Elon Musk.
Okay.
Time says, quote, Person of the Year is a marker of influence, and few individuals have had more influence than Musk on life on Earth and potentially life off Earth, too. I'm sorry. I'm with them. I agree.
Yeah.
I think this man is a total game changer. I think without Elon Musk, the regular car companies would have sat on their hands, and we would not have the electric vehicles that are coming out from every car maker now. Some of them spectacular, some of them just meh, but it's still The gold standard is the Tesla.
Yep, yeah.
It
here.
Is.
You're here.
It's the gold standard.
And he's taking us to space.
Yep.
And he's taking us to space as well. In 2021, Musk emerged not just as the world's richest person, but also as perhaps the richest example of a massive shift in our society. Time had previously announced Simone Biles as Athlete of the Year and Olivia Rodrigo as Entertainer of the Year. They have another new category called Heroes of the Year, and it went to, quote, vaccine scientists and the miracle of mRNA, which it should go to. Good for them. In a quick poll of almost 2,500 Americans, only 29% agree with Time's choice, while 33% disagree. So it's split.
Yeah.
It's people that are bitching to bitch. That's the way I look at it.
I seldom do this, but could Wayne Newton tell me the name of the Entertainer of the Year from Time Magazine?
I'd just like to say, on behalf of all the Newtons, congratulations to Olivia Rodrigo.
My
Olivia, yes.
I've mentioned this in the past. I'm not sure on air or off air, but Elon at one point was in talks with having Apple acquire Tesla. This is prior to the first successful SpaceX launch, because he had leveraged himself so far and risked so much for a successful SpaceX.
Oh, so he wanted a backup plan?
Well, they weren't sure. They weren't sure if the launch was going to work, and if it wasn't going to work, he was going to lose a huge government contract.
Okay.
The launch saved Tesla and solidified SpaceX as a player all in one day.
And look, you don't have to like the personality of the guy. I don't like the personality of the guy, but you can't argue with the facts. And, you know, as Oscar said, when they go right to the wall where they might lose their company, I mean, this is a risk taker. He's always been a risk taker, mm-hmm. and we need that. We need people like that. Sometimes you look at these people and you go, oh, man, he's just a rich guy.
Easy. Is this the first Time Magazine Person of the Year that hosted Saturday Night Live? I think it might be.
Well, you do the research. Maybe you can come in with that factoid tomorrow.
Yes,
that
like
is interesting. I love Billie Eilish. I really do. I like everything about her.
Did you
her.
See her this week?
I watched clips of her.
Great.
I love watching her grow up, and you know, it's hard to believe what she's got. Is she going to be 20? She's 19 right now, right?
She is exactly to the day 1 year younger than Julia. So she
That's
turns
amazing.
20 on December 18th.
She revealed yesterday that she battled COVID back in August. She was on Stern, and she said, quote, it was bad. I mean, I didn't die, and I wasn't going to die, but that doesn't take away from how miserable it was. It was terrible. I still have side effects. I was sick for like 2 months. This was in August, a couple of months ago. She added, quote, I think if I weren't vaccinated, I would have died because it was that bad. Billy does have a cough right now, but it's not COVID. She thinks she got it from Lorne Michaels.
Ah!
Right. Wow, that's amazing. So, said she was super nervous too, including digestive issues down there.
Yeah.
Poopology for going on
SNL. She did a sensational job and really magnetic, because for someone who up until that to me was sort of a dour, almost goth personality, her new album is great, but it's very dark. She
very
came
dark.
Off as bubbly and wonderful. I thought she was wonderful.
It's fun. Yeah. And she's grown up, and she lets you know she's changing. And the monologue was very interesting about that, too. I have a story here that our boy Rob Spiewak is going to love.
Oh.
Dr. Oz, as you know, campaigning for Pennsylvania's U.S. Senate seat. he's already complaining that he's being treated unfairly. You're going to love this.
Okay.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
He's mad at the Philadelphia Inquirer because they've decided not to call him Dr. Oz when covering his campaign.
Yes.
Instead, they will just call him by his name, which is Mehmet Oz.
I am so happy.
So, of course, Mehmet went on Fox News to complain that they're trying to silence and cancel him, and says they hate that he's empowering the people and taking on the establishment. Right, Mehmet. The Inquirer hasn't officially responded, but one of their writers pointed out that Oz isn't the only person in the race with an MD. There's also a candidate named Val Arcouche, whom the paper identifies as Val Arcouche, not Dr. Arcouche.
Okay.
He added that Oz wants special treatment and brand promotion, not fairness. Meanwhile, now that Mehmet is a political
what's his
candidate,
name?
Mehmet. Now that he's a political candidate, his show is ending. It'll be replaced by a show called The Good Dish, hosted by his daughter, Daphne.
Daphne Oz?
Guy's gross.
Swear I hate
to God.
Him.
I really. I mean, honest to God. Knock it off.
Mehmet.
Yes. So Mehmet. M-E-H-M-E-T.
Mike, let's Mehmet. From now on, let's really draw out that first M.
Well, Mehmet. We didn't let's be fair, we didn't know all of this when we saw him on television.
Well, he used to be an Oprah guest.
Followed his treatments and the show like it was a gospel.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Right? Cosmo has coined this term in 2019, but a lot of people are just learning it. Have you heard about the dating trend called snow globing?
This is from Cosmopolitan magazine.
I've heard snowballing. Don't look that up. Not safe for work.
That's right.
Okay. It's when someone uses the holidays to make you think your relationship is more serious than it really is. For example, they might get you a romantic Christmas card or let you meet their family. But once the holidays are over, things cool down fast. Sometimes it's malicious, but it can also happen by accident if you just get carried away with the romance of the holidays. It sort of goes hand in hand with cuffing season. When people look at someone to hook up with until the weather gets nice again, then they move on.
Yeah.
These terms are coming so fast and furious, I don't know.
I understand this, and I can relate to this, because just yesterday I gave Pony chocolates and pantyhose.
Come home to meet Sharon, please. Please do that. The Midwest is still reeling from dozens of tornadoes that tore through six states. A guy from Tennessee drove to Mayfield, Kentucky with his grill to feed people. He told a reporter he was born nearby and just felt like it had to be done. There's so many of these stories with people helping out in Kentucky. And did you hear about the inmates? There were inmates in Kentucky, a candle factory also in Mayfield. Seven of them were working the night shift as part of a work release program from the prison. When the tornado hit, they dug through the rubble and helped pull people out. It's interesting because, I mean, I would think what better opportunity to maybe beat feet and get out of there. But that's a good story. Lots of that happening.
Speaks well of human nature,
Kentucky.
Though. Yeah.
Absolutely. And now a little something, something. A man in Tulsa, Oklahoma, drove to a Walmart on Saturday night and parked in the fire lane. Some cops saw it and asked him to move. He did. And he went like 10 feet and parked in a spot that was reserved for police. You know those spots they have up there?
Yeah.
There was a sign posted and everything. So the cops looked up the plates, discovered that the car was reported stolen.
Oh, naturally.
They arrested the driver for fraud, and his passenger had fentanyl on her. So she was taken into custody, too. In addition to the drugs, she also gave the police a fake name. If it wasn't worse for these two idiots, and had an outstanding warrant out for her arrest. Speaking of Walmart, Walmart will be closed on Christmas Day, so both of their cashiers can spend the day with their families. So there you go. That's a little Walmart joke that I stole off the internet, everybody.
The lines are so.
What about the robots? No robots?
I don't think. You mean the self-checkout?
Yeah.
Yeah, those have, I don't know, they stink. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you? Hope you're enjoying a very romantic holiday season. It's your favorite president. Yep, sitting before a roaring fire on a bearskin rug, and all I got on are my Duluth Trading Company fat shorts. Just wanted to take this opportunity to say this holiday season, spend it with someone you love. Get close. Hug them. Kiss them. Schmooze them. Yeah. Bill Clinton saying happy holidays to you and yours. Oh, why are you running away, dear? I'm sorry. That's Hillary. She's got some marshmallow in her beard.
God, what the hell was that?
Where are you?
Have you gone into the archives a little bit?
Mike, you know what? Christmas is a time to remember, to look back before we move forward. And
marshmallow in her beard.
The Duluth shorts is what made that one.
That was borderline bonus show promo.
Hey, this portion of our show is brought to you by Indochino.
Yes.
Personal style can define you as a person and help you express yourself. Indochino can get your closet where you want it to be before the new year starts. You can also gift a wardrobe upgrade with an Indochino gift card. Indochino offers custom fitted suits, shirts, casual wear, and more at surprisingly affordable prices. Are you wearing an Indochino?
This is an Indochino dress shirt. That is custom made for me. Now, probably 10 pounds lighter me. That's why I have a vest on, so you don't see my chest hairs. So, but
it has all its buttons.
It has all its buttons, and it fits. And if I lose 10 pounds, I'll look like a model.
You will.
Oh, wow, man. If I lose 10 pounds, people will say, oh, you did? Anyway, every piece is made to your exact measurements, and you can customize every detail, including the fabric, lapel, monogram, and statement linings. You can create a suit that fits you and your style perfectly. The best part, Indochino's suits start from just $429, and shirts from $79 with all the customizations included. Oscar looks great in that shirt, even with the vest. Give yourself a custom closet revamp with Indochino, or give the gift of great style with an Indochino gift card. Get $50 off any purchase of $399 or more by using promo code TMOS at Indochino.com. That's $50 off a purchase, $399 or more at Indochino.com. Promo code TMOS. All right. Well, welcome back to the show. I learned a lesson even at my advanced age, and for all you parents out there, you know, this is a bit of an adult subject. So,
but isn't this what you always say, Mike, to me? You say, Rob, you say lifelong learning. That's the secret.
I think if you can learn something every day,
right,
you've done really well. So, I don't remember. I'm sure it's happened during the multiple years we've been together, but I don't believe I've ever been asked to acquire this product for Mrs. O'Mara. I tell her the other day that I am heading out to the box store to acquire some food, specifically their chicken soup that they make there for my son who was under the weather.
Okay.
So I'm heading out there, and while I'm there, I'm going to pick up some sundry items. I don't even remember what they were. I did a little fat shopping, to be perfectly honest with you. I picked up the Popcornopolis popcorn, the caramel corn that they sell there with the chocolate drizzles, which is addictive,
tasty.
And I shouldn't have it in house,
because
it's a so I go out there, and she also asked me to pick up a large box of tampons. I am not
when Robert was in the what they call a family health program in elementary school, he came home. I said, what'd you learn about today? He said, tampons.
Tampons.
Like,
I am here to tell you that it's not just a drugstore where you can feel ill at ease. We all know that when you're buying anything like, things for
feminine
sexy
hygiene.
Time or feminine hygiene or condoms or anything like
tampons.
That. Tampons. I pronounce it like timpano. I buy the box and I go over to the two tampons they have, the two brands or the two sizes, and I say, oh, okay, so there's S and there's R. That's all I saw on the thing, and I pick up the R.
So you're not talking about the size of the package, you're talking about the actual product.
Right,
okay.
And I buy the R. Thinking regular size, which
no,
she appears to be regular.
You're all wrong. You're all wrong.
Well, I know I am, and I found out. Do you know the difference, Rob?
In my life purchased a feminine hygiene product. So
well,
no.
I just did this this past Christmas for my sister. I know exactly what we're talking
okay,
about.
This is great.
Can I guess?
You go right ahead. Okay. I'd love you to guess.
Right.
Absolutely.
Now, look, there was Mike is right. You look at sizes and you look at letters and you're like,
small,
this is what it,
regular.
This is what it should be.
Right.
A person who cares about you and respects you and realizes you don't know anything, even though you're a very smart man, you say,
right.
Hey, whatever you do, get, you have to see if there's heavy, light, regular.
Oh.
And.
Because do you know what S stands for?
Oh, yes, I do.
What?
Spotting. So
no, it's not spotting.
No, it's square.
God. No.
No.
Rob, would you like to hazard a guess?
Yeah, I believe it stands for sexy.
No.
No, sport.
Sorry.
Sport.
I mean, buzzers for all. No, it's not sport.
It's sport so they can wear their G-string.
Speewack?
No, that's
yes.
Not true either, damn it. It's super. Super absorbency. Sorry. And then there's regular observer.
My favorite superhero.
Sport.
It's like super.
So they can wear yoga pants. No.
There's no Y for yoga.
No.
That's what it is. It's super.
It's not complicated. Just know that it's not sizes.
I'm not lingering in that aisle. I'm getting it done. And it's right over by, like, the adult diapers and all that. And, you know.
They make it very clear. And if you
want. That corner of the box store is, I'm not comfortable there anyway.
It's easy. This is what you do. Pro tip for anybody. Daughters, sisters, brothers, wives, whatever.
I bought S tampons.
Ask the person, because I've been down this
regular
road, to take the picture of the box they want. Because they most likely have the same thing at home, but if the box is empty.
Right.
Then you match it up. Done deal.
When it's empty, that's when you need more.
Well, they had pads there, too, but she doesn't do pads.
No. Pads, different ballgame.
Hey, Groovy, man, you come over to my pad, man.
Hey, man, listen to him. He's never had to do it. No, you've never done it?
No, I never have.
Would you do it if you were? I'm sure you've been asked.
No, I've never been asked, but 100% I'd do it.
I don't mind. It's 2021.
Yeah,
whatever we need. You need some...
I'd go in and say, hey, I'm buying these for myself.
Where I draw the line, if my sister...
You want to talk me, too? I got this.
If my sister or daughter, if God, you know, we have kids one day.
Don't do
ever say.
Don't ever have a child.
Do you
please.
Mind
don't
bringing procreate. Me up, picking me up some magnums? I'm not going to do that. I just won't do that.
I get it. Yeah, I'm not going to do that either.
But if it's
and I'm sorry, I was a little. I wasn't focused. I said, I'm sorry, I wasn't focused. I was focused on the 40% less fat Cape Cod kettle chips. Thank you very much.
They're delicious too.
They're delicious too.
Did you buy the S or the R kettle chips?
Oh, I bought the S. Yeah. Super duper.
Super.
Yeah, super duper. Yes, sir. Yum yum. Anyhow, yeah. So I don't want to do that again. And I'm also an older person.
It's not just wings anymore.
I know.
There's letters and numbers and colors and designs.
Last week was truly a week where I kind of said, what are you doing? You know, look in the mirror at some point and said, what are you doing? Yeah, you know, you ought to be in an assisted living facility by now. Anyway, we'll take a break and come right back.
Hello, fans. Welcome to ESPN College Game Day. We're coming to you today from beautiful Morgantown, West Virginia, for what should be an excellent matchup between the WVU Mountaineers and the Red Raiders of Texas Tech. I'm Mark Riddell, and I'm joined in the broadcast booth by my partner in college football excellence, calling the X's and O's, as always, Kerry Spiewak.
I wanted to say boys and guys, and I said them at the same time.
Mountaineers with the ball. They take it up the gut for a gain of 5 yards.
I get it. Okay. I get it.
Good night.
Yeah, you are so right. That's why I love working with you. You're the best in the business.
Don't tell me what to do. I'm a woman. I make babies.
You're right, Gary. I should mention our sponsor. Game Day is brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Shop Target and Walmart through the link at MikeOMaraShow.com for all your Game Day tailgating needs. For Kerry Spiewak and myself, thanks for tuning in.
I am so bad.
That's my wife.
Twitch. I'm never ever going to do this again. I probably will. Twitch, I have a request. So do another football promo with Kerry, but get somebody coming out of anesthesia on YouTube. One of those people coming out of anesthesia.
I'll see Twitch today. I'll communicate this to
him. Bring that. I don't know. Hey, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This portion of our program is brought to you by Baiju's Future School.
Yes.
As a parent, you want the best for your kids, but even in the best schools, your child probably isn't getting the attention they need to reach their full potential. At Baiju's Future School, students receive personalized attention and a world-class learning experience completely online to supplement their in-person school education. With Baiju's Future School, students receive personalized attention with live teacher access. They offer coding and music courses for grades 1 to 12 and math courses for grades 1 to 8. Baiju's math and music courses help build a foundation of knowledge and self-confidence, and with Baiju's coding course, students explore the fundamentals of coding through their favorite games, like Minecraft. Oscar enrolled his nephew, and he's loving it. I plan to enroll my son this week, actually. You should join the millions of parents who want a better learning experience for their children. Visit Baiju's.com/US to get your first class free, plus a $25 gift card for Roblox, one of the hottest online gaming platforms in the world. I am going to enroll Michael for the coding class. That's byjus.com/US and check him out. It should be very, very, very cool, and I'm looking forward to it. We're glad to have them.
You want
to
make sure your kids take care of you and love you and pay for your dream home. Push them into coding.
Yeah.
Even if they hate it.
Yeah.
I have to share one tiny little weekend story that I forgot about that I wanted to share with you guys. There has been a, it's something that I've done in my past that was not bad, not a really bad deal at all, but it was just funny. And my family, both my mother-in-law and my sister and brother-in-law and everybody, we've told this story a million times. And this is, this speaks to Fat Mike.
Oh, dear.
And there is a Dunkin' Donuts that is located right off the main drag down here in Naples, Florida. And years and years ago, I believe during the courtship phase, probably 2003.
Wow.
First time that I had Carla down here in West South Florida. We were driving up the strip and we'd had a night out and we were going home, had dinner or something like that, and maybe a couple of toddies. And we decide, oh, hey, donuts. It was the beginning of the love affair. You know,
sure.
It was like, oh, she likes donuts and she's so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And we stopped by this Dunkin' Donuts, and I have always been a fan. Well, Robert was the only one there.
I've always been a fan.
Yeah, it's the worst. And that's why I'm telling this story again. It's the land of suck. It is the land. It's how this particular enterprise has thrived.
First mover advantage.
It's just disgusting.
A lot of times, and also they pair them up. There's one in Leesburg that's paired with a Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, it's like your first STD.
Is it?
Yeah.
Explain.
Like it's there.
Explain that.
It's there, and you're horrified and shocked, but then it's with you forever. Yeah. Unless it's chlamydia, because then you got to take some pills, apparently.
Yeah.
It was such a bummer.
But yeah, but then whatever else comes afterwards, you're like, well, I've already been down this route. We're okay.
Yeah, but five pills a day is a hassle.
This is how long ago it was. I had rented a car because you used to come down here on vacation.
You have to rent a car,
A car, and I used to rent a Caddy from Hertz or Avis or what. Remember the big old Cadillacs that I used to rent? Remember those?
Yeah.
I always said there was nothing better to rent than those big Caddies.
Quick sidebar. How much did it cost you for a week of a rent a car when you went on vacation?
A couple hundred bucks. $250.
Yeah. I just priced out, and we're not doing it, a week. Regular, a Malibu.
It's no longer viable. Everybody's got, you got Uber to the grocery store when you go on vacation.
But for a week, Chevy, because everything's sold out.
Malibu.
In LAX. In Los Angeles International Airport, a Malibu, Chevy Malibu, a piece of crap car.
What they would call probably, they would oversell it and say, this is a full-size car.
They said, this is a corporate premium. I said, okay, well, fine, we'll do it. I don't want to be behest of my sister or anybody else. Fine. We almost spent $1,353. And then I looked at it, and I thought it said $353 for the week. And then Shannon's like, it says $1,300. I said, what?
Could buy a car.
Never, ever.
Yeah, it's nuts.
We'll walk or Uber everywhere.
It's nuts. Don't need to do it. I hope that those prices will stabilize to a degree when the COVID thing calms down. I have no idea why.
You know,
when you consider that Hertz was bankrupt and they're headquartered down here where I live, I would hope that would stabilize. It's insane.
Hertz, mind you, they sold their fleet off, but I got mine from, I was going to get mine from Enterprise.
Yeah.
I initially went to Hertz.
I'm 90.
Sold out. The only thing they had was the economy.
Yeah, everybody's doing it. Everybody's getting out. Everybody's traveling. Everybody's doing that. Back in the day, there's nothing I like better than those big DeVilles. A car I would never buy for myself, and I love boating around. He had a huge trunk. You could put bodies back there.
Oscar,
it was fantastic.
Low and wide. That's a Cadillac ride.
I love it.
Fantastic. So we're coming back, and it was late, and they were still open. And that's a bone to pick that I have. If you're open, have product, right?
Yeah.
And what I wanted was, we had been on a kick for the French crullers. You know, the French donuts.
That's probably one of their least offensive products.
The light, airy ones.
Yeah. And they're very textured.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we pull in the driveway and the drive-through, and the lady says, no, we don't have any. We only have that. And they always say, we only have apple cinnamon frosted or some ridiculous donut. And I was like, oh God. And I'd had a little toddy. I'm like, oh God damn. And I did a peel out because I was so pissed because I wanted them so bad.
I
did a peel out. And Carla laughed. Carla laughed about this forever. She shared it with my
you
sister.
You laid rubber she coming it. Out I of played, a drive-in?
Like, oh, no, then we don't need anything. Like that. I'm pissed, right? When I want to get my donut on, you know, I mean, that's the way I... And so...
That is one angry fat guy.
We...
Good luck with COVID.
We have a little dinner, and we're coming off a dinner that was one of those farm-to-table-to-suck restaurants Saturday night.
Yes,
just dog food.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean,
like,
you know,
anytime
if
you go farm-to-table, make sure you like runny food, because they're going to bring you runny food.
What, were you there? Were you there?
I just know the stuff.
And by the way, if you put kale... on your menu, and you offer a Caesar salad, but it's a Caesar salad with kale.
No, it's not a Caesar salad then.
It's not good. No. It's romaine lettuce. That's what you put Caesar dressing on, for Christ's sake.
Precisely.
Not kale.
Right.
If I want that, I'll go in my backyard and weed the garden. Jesus Christ. So I'm in a bad mood about food anyway, because our dinner was so bad, where everything sucked. Everything. Mm. Runny soup. Mm. Runny.
And pricey,
it was terrible.
Right?
It was not pricey because we got a prefix three-course dinner,
okay,
which was a pretty well price. But now I know, because it was just like the turkey soup. They had a turkey soup. They punted, and it sucked. Mm. And then I had a sauce on noodles that, as Rob said, runny.
Yeah.
So we're coming back, and Carla's like, I don't feel sad. I don't either. You want to just, I said, you know what? Remember that Dunkin' Donuts?
The legendary Dunkin' Donuts.
The legendary. I said, do you remember that one that we drive by every time you make a joke about it? She said, go, turn up here. You know, I'm like that. And I do a U-turn. And by the way, to add to its mystique of suckdom, you have to go about a quarter mile down the road to hang a Yui to come back well past that to get into their little location that they got for cheap behind a gas station. And so I pull in and we go, I said, hey, do you have any French donuts or French crullers? And here's you get this. Yes, it's a lady. So let me do a lady's voice. The lady's voice that we heard. Here we go.
We're gonna dang, can I help you?
So can I? Do you have any French donuts? She goes,
nope.
That was the answer. No, literally nothing else. Nothing else.
Wow.
And I said, and then Carla from the other side says,
"What donuts do you have?"
And
I love that.
She prattles off. Look, I don't know. If you went to the menu and you wanted to just prattle off the four suck-ass donuts that they had left, that's what they had. Yeah. They had the frosted pumpkin, the frosted blueberry cake, you know,
lemon
all these
filled.
Crap donuts. Yeah, the lemon. Yeah, we've got 18. We've got 18,000 lemon curd ass donuts for you here. So I didn't pull out of the parking lot, but I'm here to say, after 20 years, they still suck.
And remember
they
what I've always said, suck. Mike, no matter what you order at Dunkin' Donuts, it's always going to slightly taste like Noxzema.
Noxzema or gasoline.
Do we have some time, or is it going to be table it for tomorrow?
We should table it for tomorrow, because we're running super late.
May I tease it?
Please.
Yes.
There is a concept that was submitted by a listener that we think may be viable to save the fruitcakes. And all I will leave you with is this, and we can discuss it tomorrow.
Uh-huh. It's a good tease.
I kid you not. And this is, it's interesting that Mike even brought this up. Farm to fruitcake. That's all I'll say. Farm to fruitcake.
You know about this, Rob?
I don't, but I'm not making them runny.
There you go. No, not at all. Hey, here's your kale Caesar salad. Oh, thank you. Could you on my plate now too? Thank you. We'll take a break and
toilets
we'll come back with
table
the
tomorrow.
Are we at the audio vault,
yeah,
Rob?
No, Soundtown.
Soundtown, sorry. Soundtown next.
Tales of Aviation History with TMOS P1 listener Captain Joel Rogers.
Well, folks, from the flight deck, this is Captain Joel Rogers. On behalf of all 61 members of your Frankfurt-based flight crew, it's been a pleasure having the 36 of you on board our transatlantic flight today. We've begun our initial descent into the New York area where the weather is scattered clouds and isolated thunderstorms. As a reminder, instead of duty-free shopping on your arrival, why not visit the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center for all your in-flight needs? Target Target, and Walmart have everything for your comfort and onboard snacking. Visit MikeOmeraShow.com and click the banner to place an order. Because of the headwinds extending our flight time to 77 hours, the local time is 7:25 p.m. on May 6th, 1937. Let me be the first to welcome you to Manchester Township, New Jersey. We know you have a choice in rigid airship travel, and we thank you for flying the Hindenburg.
I love the way Joel says Hindenburg on that. Pilot Joel Rogers, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show every day. This portion of the program brought to you by Legacy Box. It's the easiest, safest way to reclaim all the priceless footage you haven't seen in years. Legacy Box is awesome. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with aging videotapes, film reels, and pictures, and their team will digitize everything right there, right here, actually, in the USA. You get everything back on a thumb drive, a DVD, or the cloud. The countdown to Christmas is on, so order today and get your Legacy Box in time for the holidays. What better time to share with familia? Legacy Box makes a great gift. Join the millions of people who've entrusted Legacy Box to safeguard their recorded moments and protect them forever. You can relax knowing your irreplaceable moments can be easily viewed, shared, and passed on for future generations. Order now and make this holiday special by giving the gift of memories. And best of all, it's so easy. With Christmas just around the corner, there's still time to buy the best Christmas gift ever. Legacy Box. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to take advantage of an exclusive discount for our listeners. Legacy Boxes are still in stock and ready to ship. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS for an exclusive offer. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS.
Did you hear that?
Listen, what's that sound?
The big sound in the Big Ten.
The sound. Sound.
There's a new sound.
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 What a sound.
Sound.
Sound. That's the sound.
Sound.
Sound Town.
Sometimes it's a matter of finding the right guy to do the right job, Mike. And if you're going to announce the nominations for the Golden Globes, maybe not get Snoop Dogg. Just maybe. Okay. Because he mispronounces a name that I think is pretty easy.
Best Director, Motion Picture. Denis Villeneuve.
Perfect.
Dune.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
Best Performance by an Actor in a Supporting Role in any Motion Picture. Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck, my fault.
hey, corrected it quick enough.
He corrected it quick
enough. Ben Affleck, the Tinder bar.
But anyway, just I would think you might want to get that one on the first try.
Well, but no, I mean, you got to get no. Snoop gets a free pass because of all the weed he smoked.
I suppose,
so that's okay,
I
you know. That hey, Ben Affleck.
Now I am a big fan. I found she's 9 years old. She's an adorable little girl. Her name is Ellen Alaverdian. She's in Las Vegas. She plays the bass and she looks every bit of nine. She's all smiles.
Okay.
And she had this YouTube video. Check this out. Doing the theme to Barney Miller.
Got a metronome going there.
Yeah, and she's so little she almost can't reach the fret because she's just a kid. But
always wanted to play that instrument. Cool. Man, I've always wanted to play the bass. Marriage of rhythm and melody
there. It is amazing. And I will send you her YouTube page because it's fun to poke around her because she's so talented. I love little kids like that.
Absolutely.
Also talented, Brian Williams.
Yes.
They did one of those things where they cut up newscasts to make him rap. And sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. This is a good one. Here's Brian Williams doing Rapper's Delight.
The hipping to the hip, hip-hop. You don't stop the rocket to the bang-bang. Up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie, the beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. Then me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to groove your feet. See, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and the yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie, say, up, jump, the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop. Rock the rhythm that will make your body rock. Well, so far, you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the
That's
mic,
a lot of editing right there.
Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Here's check Lester Holt.
Where did they do it?
Of the doctor of the Nixon days.
I don't know who did the edit.
I hear an audience. I hear an audience.
They broke it on the Tonight Show with Fallon, but I don't think the Fallon crew did it.
Okay.
So that way you can check that out online too. Now, Mike, have you seen John Daly lately?
No.
Golfer John Daly.
I know he's got a full beard, right? Like a Santa-like
beard. Santa Claus beard. This was a video that was trending yesterday on the gram.
And he's battling the big casino, so I think that's his thing right now.
I see him on TikTok.
Internet.
Yeah.
Bitcoin.
Now, you got to see, Mike, you got to stick with the audio for this, but I'll tell you what's about to happen. He's got a ball probably 150 yards from the pin. He walks up with his full white Santa Claus beard, flowered Hawaiian shorts, and a pitching wedge. He's holding a drink in his hand. So with one hand, he pops the wedge and holds it.
I don't do the one hand. Oh, no way.
Go in.
Go.
Oh, come
go
in.
On.
Go in. Go in.
Oh,
go in.
Go.
One-handed? One-handed.
Holding a drink.
Oh, I got to see that after the show. Can you play that again? Because I love the fact you can hear him just kind of casually.
He's so relaxed when he walks up and he just.
Well, his whole thing. Can I tell you about John Daly?
Please.
His whole deal is not the length and all that. The just otherworldly hand-eye coordination that has kept that guy chugging along. You know, the guy that would walk out on the, you know, with the worst hangover in his life and still shoot lights out.
Yeah.
It's just his hand-eye coordination. Now, I got to see this.
He'll forever be known as the guy in the Hooters tent.
Yeah, the everyman.
Yes.
The everyman that's just out there partying. Yeah. Let me hear this
one
again.
And
people love him. You can tell people.
Oh, no way.
Go in.
Go.
Oh, come
go
in.
On.
Come on. Go in.
Go
in.
Go
in.
Go
in.
I can't wait to see that.
I've heard.
That's what you wait for. That's why. By the way, if you're at a tournament, that's
what you want.
There's sleep-a-thons. All right.
Yeah.
You know, being at a golf tournament or at an NFL game with an 11-minute wait, you know, in between plays, not the same, you know, as watching it on TV. But to be there, if you get one of those, it's a lifetime to talk about. It's fantastic.
I will not go to a theater to see it because I'm not at that point yet. But I am still excited to see the new West Side Story. I've read a lot about it. And the critics seem to like it. And but the music.
Why is the crowd?
Still one of the greatest scores ever written. Here's an update from Seth Meyers about the new movie.
A new film adaptation of the musical West Side Story was released over the weekend in theaters. And as usual, the Jets lost.
And I think one of the greatest things on Jimmy Kimmel, we're a little late night heavy this week, but these are all good clips. Jimmy Kimmel does those celebrity mean tweets. And I think the reason it works so well is that he doesn't force it. He waits till he has a good batch. And he had a pretty good batch last night. So we'll close with Jimmy Kimmel and some celebrity mean tweets. Celebrities reading tweets about themselves.
Allison Janney looks like a substitute teacher everyone hates.
Tracy Morgan is your ugly ass uncle that smells like Hennessy is not funny.
Danny McBride looks like what I expected Chunk from the Goonies to grow up to look like.
Tom Hanks is so sweaty in Top Gun, get a shower, you smelly little dwarf. That I take personally.
This is just wrong. Shaq's penis is Kevin Hart.
Mike, that's all I got.
Now leaving SoundCloud. Please come again.
Oh, man, that's great. You saved the best for last.
Yes.
Only one that wasn't funny, Rob, was Tom Hanks.
I don't know why, because he's an asshole.
We have to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow. I want to hear all about this new fruitcake idea. I've been thinking about it since Oscar teased it a minute ago, so we'll have to check into that.
Farm to fruitcake.
Runny fruitcake.
It's not going to be ready. We got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Mahalo.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You look at the miserable globalists. You look at people like Bill Gates. And you look at people like Mark Zuckerberg and the rest of them. They are miserable slaves of Satan. And we pray for them and hope that the Holy Spirit can still touch their soul.
I suck.
I disagree.
Thank you.
Make good choices!
Good night, ladies.
Good night.